Hey, Warheads, welcome back to Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name is Jonathan, and I am here with Chris and Carmella this afternoon. Hey, guys, what's up?
How you doing today, buddy?
Hello.
I am doing pretty well, man. I'm back off of a trip.
I was going to say, welcome back to the States.
Yeah, right? That was quite a trip, man.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the pictures in the Facebook stuff, man, where it was just like, all it was line after line after line for you in the airport.
I had to make sure they weren't the same pictures over and over again.
I was going
to
say, did it feel like you were part of the Jews going to Egypt? It's like, I mean, getting out of Egypt, I mean, just like...
I didn't know they were on Survivor.
Nice. No, I mean, yeah, so anyway.
No, I was... I went to Canada for a week for work, and I had a horrible set of flights up. So I was going from Jacksonville to Washington Dulles up to Toronto. And I got to Dulles, and my flight... I got in the right section, waited an hour, and then they canceled it.
Any idea why they canceled it?
Because apparently we learned that the delay had made it so that if the pilots kept going with us to the next destination, they would be flying too many hours in a row.
Ah.
So,
okay.
Better safe than sorry. I don't mind that. Yeah. What I do mind is there was already a line at customer service that was a good 100 people long. And it hadn't been moving slow. It was like two people at the front of the line helping people. And when they said canceled, I say, okay, so where do we go to get ourselves rebooked and figured out? And he pointed at that line with 100 people
in it. Oh, no.
So we had to wait in that line. And so they won't give you your bags because apparently it takes them like an hour or 2 hours to go find your bag.
Yeah, because you don't need your bag for, I don't know, toothbrush, toothpaste, and stuff.
Or, more importantly, change of underwear.
Oh.
So they put you up in a hotel at the airport for the night, which is, well, you get there at 1:30, and they book you for a flight at 7:15. So you get like 3 hours sleep, and then you put the same clothes on that you had on the day before.
Ew.
And then you get to the airport, break of dawn, before dawn, because you have to be there hours early. And the flight gets delayed, and it gets delayed again, and you finally get on the plane at like 11:30. I could have gotten to the airport at 9:30 and been fine.
I'm telling you, I really kind of wanted you to take over the airport and then like, this is my country now. Just get out.
Oh, so you wanted him to do a Tom Hanks in the terminal.
Yes.
Oh, it wasn't just me. It was a whole flight full of people.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and didn't you purposely go on a Sunday just so that you can avoid traveling up there on a Monday?
Very true. So I booked on Sunday during the football games, which I usually like to watch football, right? And was flying up early so I could be there bright and early without catching a red eye in the morning. Well, I ended up getting forced into a red eye in the morning and still didn't get the benefit of getting there early. I didn't get to work that day until 4 p.m.
Wow.
So I got there for an hour and found out that things had gone to hell in a handbasket while I wasn't there. And I was the main person that needed to be there to help keep things rolling. It was bad. It was a bad experience. So thanks, United. I won't be flying you again.
Man, actually, I've heard that's like the second rough thing I've heard about United the last couple of days. Like, I mean, just
for a company for an airline which has to make its living off of logistics, they are incredibly inefficient.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly. So no more United for me. I'll pay more and go somewhere else.
Go JetBlue or go whatever.
Well, to get to Canada, there's limited options.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be Southwest all the way. All right. Well, why don't we... we have a listener-submitted question.
Do we really?
We do. You know we love those.
So, Jonathan, where can people submit questions to you so that you can ask them on air just like this one?
The best place to go to submit it would be to send an email to trivialwarfare@gmail.com.
Oh, okay.
That's... Yeah, like you didn't know that. What is this fake surprise stuff you're doing here?
Le gasp.
I'm just learning more about the radio biz, baby.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So Megan Lee submitted a question, and I changed it up a little bit because I thought the first one was going to be a little too easy for you guys, but it's a sports question.
Sports!
Because she knows that we love sports. And she asked us a question about rookies of the year in the NBA.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. Oh, man.
Crud. Yeah.
You said NBA, and it just my hopes just went downhill from there.
So not going to know any of these.
So this is going to be reminiscent of a final round question. Okay. I want you to put these rookie of the year winners in order from the first to win it to the last.
All right.
There's four of them.
Let me write some stuff down here.
And they are all NBA Hall of Famers.
Oh, okay. So that might be a little bit easier because, I mean, I honestly, if you asked me to name like 10 NBA players currently right now, couldn't do it.
No. So these are all Hall of Famers, and I want you to put them in order from earliest to win the Rookie of the Year to latest.
Okay.
Your choices are Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, Mitch Richmond, and Michael Jordan. That was Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, Mitch Richmond, and Michael Jordan. From earliest to most recent, what order did they win the Rookie of the Year award in?
Okay, I'm kind of good with most of this, except I have no freaking clue who Mitch Richmond is.
You don't remember Mitch Richmond?
I really don't. Do you?
Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, still don't remember him.
Well, that makes it harder for you, doesn't it?
A little bit.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Was that your input on this question?
Actually, it was.
Shocker. What was Megan's input on the question originally?
Her original question had a very broad range. It was six names, and it stretched all the way into the – I don't have it in front of me, but it was either the very early 80s or the late 70s all the way into the 90s. They were just a little too far apart to where it was really obvious what order to put them in.
All right.
So I put them more closely together.
Okay.
Do you have an answer?
I think so. Now, mind you,
to Megan and my combined question.
Yes. So I'm going to see the problem in all this is Mitch Richmond.
Yes.
Who I think I kind of remember a little bit now that you mentioned, but I don't know much about him as a player.
Sure.
So Michael Jordan was the very first one of them to be. And now, mind you, I'm talking about it like I actually know who Mitch Richmond truly is. And I'll be honest, I don't. So Jordan, Ewing, Richmond, Robinson.
And Carmella, what do you think?
I'm going to say Jordan, Robinson, Ewing, Richmond.
Okay. You remembered all the names. I'm impressed.
Ding!
In 1984-85, winning Rookie of the Year, his heirness, Michael Jordan. In 85-86, Mr. Big Stuff, Patrick Ewing. I just gave him that nickname. Does it fit? What do you think? You like that nickname?
That's not too bad.
It's pretty. He should have taken that nickname years ago.
But he didn't know who he thought he was.
In 1989-90, David Robinson.
Oh,
I got mine switched.
Yep, mine too.
In 1988-89, Mitch Richmond.
Oh my goodness, boom! Nice. Jonathan did it.
Fooled you.
Yeah, but I was still right.
You were right. Good job. Well done. Yeah,
thank you. Well, okay.
That was a great warm-up question.
That was felt. That was definitely the brain is active now.
And with that, we're going to make Megan Lee our Warhead of the Week.
Woohoo! Yay. Way to go, Megan.
Megan. We appreciate you. Good job. All right, now why don't you go ahead and warm us up officially, Mr. Hollister? What up, Chris? I'm about to.
What up, Chris? That's what I was born into. All right, so Jonathan, this question is in salute of you and your troubles with the airlines.
Okay, well, I'm glad we talked about my airline troubles then.
Indeed. Well, I mean, we have a production meeting before every show.
Oh, we do?
Okay, we sort of have a production meeting before every show. I kind of figured what I was going to ask. So, do you know what the Kelley Blue Book is?
I do.
All right, what is the Kelley Blue Book then,
Jonathan? Kelley Blue Book is a magazine or book that you can use to find the prices of vehicles depending on their condition and their age.
There you go. Okay, so Jonathan and Carmella, I want you guys to tell me, according to Kelley Blue Book, the top 10 best-selling car models of 2014.
Oh.
So it's make and model.
Okay. All right,
so in other words, Honda, Toyota, Mazda, Nissan, etc., and then whatever that name, whatever it is. So
gotcha.
The top 10, and we're going to go alternating. So Carmella, I'm going to start with you first because the lady's first.
Okay. Well, the one I'm going to go
with. Hey, hold on. Wait. We believe in gender equality here.
Yeah, ladies first.
Fine.
We'll do it by height, and I can still go first.
Oh, shortest goes first?
Shortest goes first. Youngest goes first?
Oh, see, she's got
longest you. Longest hair goes first.
There's so many ways I lose.
I don't know. You kind of beat her out in nose hair.
Hey.
Sad.
But true.
When he sneezes, it looks like a potty favor.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. I'm going to go with my car that I just got earlier this year because I wrecked my old car. Chevrolet Cruze.
Chevrolet Cruze, not on the list.
No. Man. But I see them everywhere.
Swing and a miss, Erwin.
There's a name. There's an effect for that. Once you're aware of something because you have it, you see them everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a psychological thing. I'm going to go with Toyota Camry.
The Toyota Camry is number 4 on the list.
Okay, very nice.
Well done, man.
I thought it would be number 1.
Okay.
But I'll take it.
There you go. So, all right, Carmella, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Toyota Corolla.
Toyota Corolla is number 6 on the list.
Toyota's popular.
Yes.
Indeed.
It was the best-selling car of all time as of 1997.
The Corolla was?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't the Volkswagen Bug?
Nope.
Man.
I'm going to go with the Honda Accord.
Honda Accord is number 5 on the list.
I had a feeling it was going to be number 5.
Did you?
I did.
You should have called your spot, man.
Because I think I'm going to... I have a good guess at what the top 3 are.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. So, Carmella, back to you.
Honda Civic.
Honda Civic, number 9 on the list.
Ford F-150.
The Ford F-Series, number 1 with a bullet for last year. Nice job.
Chevy Silverado.
Chevy Silverado, number 2 on the list. Now you're picking up some gas here.
Now, my only question is it the Tundra or the Ram that's number 3?
That's hard.
I'm going to go with Toyota Tundra.
Toyota Tundra, not on the list.
No.
So I'm going to guess Dodge Ram?
Ram trucks, number 3 on the list.
I rented a Ram truck while I was in Canada this week.
Did you enjoy that drive?
It's way up high, man. It's a tall drive. I actually had a hard time.
I drove a truck once. It was a Sierra, and it was the most terrifying thing I've ever done.
Well, if you're not used to it, then it can be intimidating.
I shouldn't be this high ever.
You feel like you're going to flip over, too. Yeah.
You were taller in the truck than you were standing.
Yes.
Well,
so
that could be standing in a car, too.
Oh, poor girl.
I'm not that short. I'm of average height.
Really?
Yes.
To digress,
not everyone is monstrously tall as you are.
To digress for just a minute. I believe that the average heights need to be updated, man. They're totally out of date. Because the whole the average height for a guy is 5'8 thing is crazy. I look around now, and I'm tall, so I look over a lot of people. And I'm meeting other guys' eyes over the heads of people a lot more than I used to.
Ask me how tall I am.
How tall are you?
5'8". Yes. I'm average.
No, I'm saying you're below average, my friend. Anyway.
Only in trivia to you, my friend.
So now that we've gotten past the trucks and the top-selling sedans, I'm going to take a stab in the dark.
Everybody stab in the dark.
I'm going to go with a sporty car. I'm going to say the Mustang. Ford Mustang.
Mustang not on the list.
Oh, darn it.
I'll also go in the sporty direction. Chevy Corvette.
Not on the list.
All right. Let's take one more guess for each of us.
There you go. Okay. You've got number 10 still available, number 8, and number 7. By the way, Carmelo's up 4-3.
Oh, you tool.
Yes.
Now Jonathan's like, okay, I got to get this one right.
I know. All of a sudden, this isn't supposed to count.
Now, Jonathan gets 2 more choices. Carmelo, you get 1 because we have to make it even.
Oh, all right.
All right, so what's your second-to-last pick, Jonathan? He's taking it so seriously now. I should have never have totaled up who's getting what.
You really shouldn't.
I'm sorry.
He hates to lose, you know that.
I really do not like to lose. I'm Scion XB.
Not on the list.
Hmm.
So you can only tie her now unless she gets this one right.
Ford Fusion.
Ford Fusion number 10. Jonathan suffers his first loss in weeks.
It's the only time I've ever beaten Jonathan ever.
No. I'm thinking it's going to be 4.
You're going to kick yourself for one of
really?
Them.
Really?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Because I see this car out there all the daggum time. And there's one company you have not named yet.
Hyundai Sonata.
Not on the list.
Really?
Finish it up. Number 8, the Honda CR-V.
Okay.
And number seven, the Nissan Altima.
Oh, wow. Well,
I see Nissan Altimas all over
the place. Yeah, sure, they're a popular car. Yeah. Wow.
So, and that,
I'm
my
surprised
friends,
at the Sonata. The Sonata, Sonata's a nice car.
It yeah, oh, it really is. Absolutely. And that, my friends, is your warming up Chris question of the day.
I'm still very partial to my car, though.
The Cruise?
Yeah. It's a
do really you play nice Cruise in your Cruise when you're cruising?
Sometimes.
Be very meta. All right. Well, enough of the fun and games. Let's get on with the fun and games.
All right. Well, actually, before we start, let's go ahead and give props to Carmela. She wrote the questions herself for this episode. We're not using out of a book or anything.
No book today.
All right. Round one, question one. Category is music.
Okay.
What was the only song by Aerosmith to debut at number one?
One, two, three.
No.
Okay. I'm locking my answer on then. Octane.
So Aerosmith, they weren't hugely popular in the early days. And then they got more popular in the 80s. Love in an Elevator, Chris.
What episode was that? Was that one?
I don't
that
know.
Was early. No, I think that was early.
That was one or, I think that was one or two. And that's still smarts. That still stings. I really think it was episode one, as a matter of fact.
That was the funniest thing.
That cut me real deep, Shrek.
Okay, so cutting to the chase, it had to be later in their careers when they were really popular. I don't think it was from the Get a Grip album. I'm going to go with I Don't Want to Miss a Thing from the Armageddon soundtrack.
Nice job, Jonathan. That is the absolute correct answer.
It is I Don't Want to Miss a Thing in 1998.
Awesome.
Question two, category is television.
Televisiones.
The first interracial kiss on American television occurred in what popular series?
Okay, I'm going to write that down, too.
Wow.
Actually. Nice. What's funny is I actually just read an article on that the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm real familiar with it. So, Jonathan, all you, talk it out. All you got to do is talk it out. Straight up.
Two things floating around in my head. Could be the Cosby Show. It seems like it would be almost more acceptable if the lead character or the how do I say this without sounding racist? So it seems almost more acceptable if the person that you like and are familiar with in the show is the black person, and then the white person is a character that comes in, because you're more accepting of the person that you're familiar with from the show on a day-to-day basis. So I'm thinking it could be the Cosby Show. But something way back in the back of my head is giving me a crazy answer that has no basis in reality. I'm going to say the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Right. It's interesting hearing you say that, because the Mary Tyler Moore Show is a great answer for a lot of these first-time things, because they did a lot of those first-time things. But the answer for this is Captain James T. Kirk and Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek.
Oh.
Star Trek, the original series in 1968 between Kirk and Uhura.
Boom.
That's, you know, I could have figured. I think I have read that before. Yeah. What are you doing in the back of my head, Mary Tyler Moore? Curse you, Chair Mary! Curse you! Get out of there!
I need to get you a hat so you could throw it in the air.
Okay, so the final question in the first round.
Yes, it's going to be in regards to the internet. What website gets its name from the Hawaiian word for quick or fast?
Okay, I'm going to write it down, actually.
StubHub!
No. Nice. Okay, locked in. I mean, this is a guess. This one, I knew the first two. This one, I've got an idea,
right,
but I'm not 100% sure on.
You would think it would be something related to speed, or something where speed makes a difference in your satisfaction. I'm going to give an answer that is almost certainly wrong. I'm thinking of Microsoft's new web browser, Bing, and that can't be right. Bing has got to be the sound Bing. It can't be Bing. I don't know what I'm going to say.
I actually like Bing as a search browser. I'm like one of the few people do, but I really enjoy it a lot. Okay, that was my little commentary. Going back to my hole now.
Not Amazon.
I wish I could do color commentary on how Jonathan looks when he's thinking of these questions. Like,
not eBay.
Right now, Jonathan is hunched over, really looking concerned on his face, sweat pouring down his brow on trying to figure out what to answer. I think he has a 7-iron.
I saw someone walking around campus yesterday with a golf club. I'm like, why do you have a golf club?
What the what? Yeah, you might want to make sure he wasn't going after somebody.
Well, I'm just like, okay, I know, that's right? Interesting. Yeah.
Man, I know the closest golf course is 15 miles away, but man, I hit the ball really bad.
Could you repeat the question?
Sure. What website gets its name from the Hawaiian word for quick or fast?
I don't know. I'm going to say Bing.
I think it's Wikipedia.
It is Wikipedia.
Oh, yes! My God!
So wiki means quick or fast, and then pedia comes from encyclopedia.
I am losing 30 to nothing after the first round?
No, you got. I don't want to miss a thing, except you've missed the last two questions.
So it's 30 to 10.
Yes, 30 to 10 going into the second
Did you guys
round.
Like meet before the show and go no. over the questions and answers or something?
No, honestly, I mean, I remember wiki sounding very Hawaiian, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And Wikipedia is like one of those really, I mean, it's just like you need a fast answer and you hope to God it's actually the right answer.
Because, yeah, I know.
I mean, it should be fast and probably not the right information you're looking for.
You should double check it against something else.
Exactly right. Like, I don't know, an actual Encyclopedia Britannica.
Which I don't believe they sell anymore.
Sad but true. All right. So
the last set of encyclopedias I saw was in a bar.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
They have a shelf of encyclopedias, so you can pull them off and read them. I don't know why you would, but they have them in there.
It was to settle arguments back in the day.
Oh.
I'm betting.
That would make sense. We had a lot of arguments in that bar.
See?
There's a bar actually in Athens called, I think it's in Athens, called the Library. That way when parents ask their kids where they're at, they say we're at the library.
That's clever.
That's pretty cool. All right. Round two. Question one is in arts and entertainment. Who was the first centerfold in Playboy?
Three, two, one. Marilyn Monroe.
It is Marilyn Monroe.
You asked me a question about naked girls. I'm going to nail that sucker.
You know that they're kind of getting rid of nudity in Playboy, right?
Yeah. As of March of next year, they will have no more nudity in Playboy. Still
be, is that a true statement?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they'll still be naked, but they'll actually be like covering parts of their body. So it's kind of like, oh, you caught me, whatever.
You know what's interesting about that? That's speaking to the power of the market. They're saying, hey, screw our roots. Screw what we originally were set out to do. We're trying to sell more magazines. And they believe that the nudity is costing them subscriptions and costing them dollars. And so if covering up and making it non-nude sells more copies, they can be more like Maxim or FHM or whatever. They're chasing the dollars.
I was going to say, you're 100% right, because Hefner released a statement that I heard on the news just the other day that said basically, in the height of Playboy, they were selling 7 million copies a month.
Yeah.
Now they're down to 600,000.
You don't need Playboy to see naked women anymore.
Yeah, no, you don't.
That's exactly right. So they've
back in the day, you needed it.
So they've actually
pull
taken
it up on your phone.
Yeah, they've actually taken the naked women off of their website already.
What?
And now they're taking it out of their magazines.
You can tell by my surprise that I'm not I don't know much about it, but that's really shocking.
But you knew who the first centerfold was.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's fairly famous. I mean,
it's Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, exactly right.
She was also the artichoke queen of Castroville.
Oh, that's right, according to Jeopardy.
Well, according to your Roar It Up Chris question, too.
That's true. Fair question, because I said it. All right.
Question two, categories in geography.
Thank you.
What Middle Eastern city is the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world?
Lee. Never mind that. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to write mine down.
Jeez, you and your writing down questions quickly thing.
I'm still going to take it as a thank you. You can't take that away from me.
Whatever.
I'm kind of feeling pretty good right now, because I went into this episode so far figured I'm going to lose, and when you play like you have nothing to win, you kind of have a little freeing spirit right now. So
all right, Michael Bublé, shut it over there.
Michael Poop, what does that mean?
You're feeling good. Da-dum. Da-dum.
Okay. Talk amongst yourself, please.
Yeah. Talk amongst myself.
I'll talk to you.
Okay.
I won't give you the answer, but I'll talk to you.
So, I'm thinking it's somewhere in the Persia region, which is modern-day Iran. It could be Tehran. It could be Istanbul, Constantinople, Byzantium. Could be... Those are the two that really... Or Baghdad. It could be Baghdad. I'm going to go with Istanbul.
And my answer is Istanbul.
The answer is Damascus. It's the current capital of Syria.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yep, it was founded in the 3rd century BC.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, I remember Damascus was talked about in the Old Testament. That makes sense.
Yeah, it was part of the Hanukkah story, so.
Don't you mean Chanukah?
No, Hanukkah.
You mean Hanukkah.
Hanukkah is the festival. Aha. And my perfect game is now squashed. And you didn't even have to mention it. That's the best part.
Yeah.
You freaked yourself out.
No, I bragged. That's what happens when I brag.
Is that what it
yep.
was?
Oh, yeah. And Jonathan knows it, too.
Category is going to be in science.
Science!
What planet was originally named Georgium Sidus?
Wow.
What?
Say it's in our again? Solar system. So
say what, it again?
What planet was originally named Georgium Sidus?
Georgia, could you spell it for us?
Sure. Georgium is Georgium. Sidus is Sidus.
So Georgium.
Mm-hmm.
Georgium Sidus or Sidus.
Sounds like a really bad drink. Huh. Man, I really... See, again, I brag. I get stumped for two questions. Coincidence? I think not. All right, I'm going to write something down, Jonathan, just so that you can talk a little bit about it, and I don't have a better answer, but I will explain why I chose that when my time comes, so go ahead.
Okay. No idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling you, brother.
Don't touch me there.
Oh.
But, God. Georgium, that's a really stupid thing to name a planet. So it's probably named after a guy named George, which would lend itself towards the English monarchy.
Hi, George.
So I'm thinking perhaps it was discovered by someone in Britain during the reign of a King George, who named it first, and then when the rest of the world got a hold of it, they were like, hey, dude, you can't name your planet George. It's going to go with all the other planet names.
Look, bleep clown, we're not naming it after
That's
you.
That's right.
Bleep clown.
Well, this is a family show.
That's right.
His niece is listening to the show.
Listen here, donkey clown. So I'm thinking Georges, there were at least one long-reigning George in the 1700s, which is about right for Uranus, I think. So I'm going to go with Uranus.
Okay. I just went with the last part, starting with an S. I went Saturn. It's just very...
So the answer is Uranus.
Yeah, nice. Baby!
Saturn was one of the original planets known since antiquity.
I thought so, yeah.
So it was the first one that was discovered that wasn't known in ancient times, and Herschel is the one who discovered it, and he named it after his patron, King George III.
I nailed the whole reasoning and everything!
Great George, man.
Great job.
George. Space is awesome.
Oh, I'm pumped about that. I'm going to roll now, buddy. You've had a hard time getting me down now.
Serious. Okay, after two rounds, Jonathan made a lot of ketchup, and I don't mean the tomato kind. 40-30.
You have some ketchup.
I'm still slightly in the lead.
All right, round three, question one. Category is in history. In what century did Madame Marie Tussaud create her first wax figure?
I'm going to guess that it's not the 23rd.
It wasn't a Buck Rogers, so...
Exactly. So,
so
does,
right,
that mean, does that mean I'm right?
I didn't ask when it wasn't. I asked when it was.
Because
we could play what it wasn't all day long and you'd win.
Mm. As long as I won.
That's really what's important to you.
That's right.
Okay, I'm writing my answer down. I'm not comfortable with it at all, but... All right, Jonathan, go ahead.
So... It's not 21st century, because the question is about centuries. By the way, I'm going to digress.
Shocker.
Yes, I know. I was listening to one of our old episodes, and I realized that we had started using game theory wrong. People had started saying it, and people, not necessarily me, but people had started saying it to mean any time we used reasoning to come up with an answer. Not actually what game theory is.
Yeah.
Game theory is about using the way the question was written or phrased to eliminate answers and try and get to the right place, but not just logic. This is game theory, though. Because the question is about centuries, then I'm not going to guess the 20th century, because that would have been the 1900s, which is what you assume the right answer would be. And same with the 19th century, the 1800s, because they're so close that if you're asking about centuries, I expect it to be farther back.
Okay.
So So I'm not going to say the 20th or the 19th. I'm going to say the 18th century.
Okay. Now, it's interesting because I was kind of going about the same part because Madame Tussauds Wax Museum is a fixture. There's one in Los Angeles. There's one in London. I believe there's one in New York, too, but I'm not 100% sure. I mean, people go there to have pictures taken with fake celebrities all the time around. You
they
know
look
what I mean?
Amazing.
I have to tell you a story when you're done.
Okay. My answer, actually, I think it's the 19th century. I think she was in Victorian England at the time, to be honest with you. I don't know why that's ringing in my head, but that was my logic for saying 19th, so the 1800s, 19th century.
The answer is the 18th century.
Nice job, man.
Game theory, baby.
Her first figure was a Voltaire in 1777. You're probably thinking about when she opened up her first museum, which was in the 1800s.
Okay.
So, they did a Nicki Minaj wax figure at Madame Tussauds. And it was in a pose from the video Anaconda. Hands and knees, tail in the air.
Oh.
It became a very popular attraction as people would break through the barrier, get right up behind it, and have somebody take a picture of them basically engaged in an activity with Nicki Minaj.
I want again to point out, the moment I started bragging, I've not answered a question since.
You jinxed yourself, Chris.
I went 4 for 4, now I've missed the last 3. What you got for us, second question in the third round?
All right. The category is an art. Who said that they were America's most collected living artist before their death in 2012?
I don't know who died in 2012.
Okay, I'm going to write it down. I've got an idea.
There you go again, writing stuff down.
I know, but I had an idea when she started asking it, and then when she gave the year, it made me switch over to this person, so I'm locked in.
Okay. Besides, Jonathan, you like talking it out.
That's true. I'm not complaining. It just sounds like it because I have a whiny voice.
And you whine.
That's the other part that makes it sound like it.
You're so nasally.
No, I'm not.
That's funny. That was really funny. I like that.
So, American artists from the 20th century, the only ones that come to mind are Jackson Pollock and Andy Warhol. And I don't remember a famous artist's death in 2012, but Andy Warhol seems like the kind of guy who would brag. I'm going to go with Andy Warhol.
Okay. I was thinking it was Peter Max at first, because, and honestly, that very well might be the answer, but I believe Thomas Kincaid died fairly recently, and so my answer is Thomas Kincaid.
It could totally be Kincaid.
So there's probably some sort of picture from this person in everyone's home. It's Thomas Kincaid.
Yes! Back on the off the schneid.
Back on the schneid.
Back off the schneid.
Hey, good job with that. I'd like to point out that there's not a picture of Thomas Kincaid in everyone's home.
I can fix that.
There's not one here.
You're not bringing a Thomas Kincaid in this place, buddy. I don't know.
They're pretty expensive, actually.
I don't give a crap.
I can hide it. You know, you don't need see some, it till you move out.
I don't need some pastel home scene with snow and sunshine.
It's actually quite beautiful, man. Oh, and, I mean,
God, I'm so over Thomas Kincaid. My mother loves that dude.
All right, so last question in the third round.
It's going to be in science.
Science!
Science!
There are 206 bones in the human body. Which one is the longest?
We've had this one, haven't we?
I mean, we've answered it 1,000 times.
I know, but I'm still probably going to mess it up, but let's do 3, 2, 1, because then you can laugh at me.
3, 2, 1,
femur.
It is the femur.
Oh, sweet. I got it right.
Has Chris that been asked before?
I don't know if it's been asked on this show,
okay,
but it's the longest and the heaviest.
Yeah.
And we've answered.
And we've asked the heaviest.
We've answered that question a bunch in regular trivia shows.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so going into halftime, I am up slightly, 60 to 50.
You should have asked Chris what his collarbone is called.
Shut up.
Do you not know what your collarbone is called?
Clavicle.
Ooh, what about your shoulder blade?
Shut up. We're not going
into
this.
Wait, what's your shoulder blade called?
It's called the shoulder blade.
Do you know what your tailbone is called?
Yeah, butt bone.
No, it's called your coccyx.
We've already talked about this in a previous episode, and what did I answer in that episode? The butt bone.
Hey, no swearing from you, Missy.
It's what it's called. Just because I put an extra emphasis on the first syllable.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So our halftime question is going to be in sports.
Sports.
Name four out of the five players that were the first inductees to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually drawing blanks.
Oh, really?
I know this. I know all five, but I'm drawing blanks.
And you want four out of the five?
Four out of the five.
Okay, I'm trying to think of the fifth one. I've already got four written.
No extra points for the fifth one.
I know, but I'm just, that's for my own amusement.
It's like the world's saddest big top.
Thanks.
We're going to call it a small top.
I'm not going to worry about the fifth. I'm just going to keep my four, and Jonathan, if you want to talk it out, go for it.
Oh, good. Okay. I've only gotten three names written down so far, and I'm the baseball guy, right? So,
but honestly, baseball history, I actually know pretty good stuff. It's current stuff that I'm really bad at.
The only reason I brought it up is that I have to get this right. Otherwise, my pride will be wounded.
That's a lot of pressure on yourself.
Your baseball cred.
My pride will be seriously wounded if I don't get this right. I know Walter Johnson is one of them. I know Ty Cobb was one of them. He famously did not stand up and shake Kennesaw Mountain Landis' hands when he got inducted. I don't even know if he showed up for the induction. I think Christy Mathewson is one of them. And now that's where I'm starting to struggle because the first Hall of Fame class was, I think, in the 1936 or 37. It's too early for it to be Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig. It is, I think about guys like John McGraw and Cap Anson, and I don't think they were big enough names. I think about Cy Young, but I don't think Cy Young is on that list. I'm trying to think who else is in that picture. Honus Wagner is the one that's really coming hard. He's charging hard to the front of my list, and I'm struggling. Oh boy, who's the other guy like Wagner? This is brutal.
By the way, you said about six or seven names now.
I haven't answered yet.
I realize that. I'm not doubting that, but I'm just saying you can come up with an answer after all these names.
I don't know if any of them are the ones I want to go with.
All right,
patience.
I will lock in Johnson, Cobb, and Christy Mathewson. The fourth one is the one I'm fighting with. How can it not be Wagner? Like, why have... Oh, Rogers Hornsby. That's the one I can't remember. I bet you. So if I had to name five, I would go with Mathewson, Johnson, Cobb, Honus Wagner, and Rogers Hornsby. I can only go with four, and I'm going to... I'll cut out Wagner. I'll say it was Hornsby. So I'll go with Johnson, Mathewson, Cobb, and Hornsby.
Okay. I went with Babe Ruth because Babe Ruth, I believe, was in the first one. I mean, they didn't really have the limitations that they had beforehand, and he retired a couple years prior to then. Christy Mathewson, I absolutely have on there. Walter Johnson was the one I was thinking about. I did not write him down. The other two I had was Ty Cobb and Cy Young.
So the answers are Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson.
Good.
You talked yourself right out of Honus Wagner.
Got it.
Man, all right.
So you each got
And Babe Ruth. Oh, my God. I need a moment.
So did he get three right?
He got three.
I got three also. Yeah, because so. I got Mathewson, Cobb, and Ruth. Babe Ruth.
That's right, yeah. You got Ruth.
Actually, that would be even harder.
You know
harder
how hard
question.
It was to watch him talk himself out of Honus Wagner.
Was it hard or was it kind of fun?
No, for me it was hard. I'm like, okay. Jonathan, you're saying his name.
Oh my God, I'm so upset.
Jonathan is currently crying into his.
I'm not crying. I'm laid back. Oh my God.
He just has water in his eyes. He's literally crying, folks. And Jonathan, remember, there's no crying in baseball.
Oh. That's so bad. Oh my God.
No, that's the name of the episode.
Oh, that's so true. Yep. Yep, she's right.
All right, I need to step away for a moment.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Man, that frustrated. Honestly,
might be a good idea.
No matter what, just to have the draw for people to come in, they're going to have Babe Ruth in that first class. It didn't matter if he retired the previous year or not.
Don't talk logic to me.
Yes, sir. Man. And Cy Young had 524 wins.
I don't remember. Christy Mathewson had a cool nickname.
The Christian Gentleman.
The Christian Gentleman. Yeah. That was it.
So I've come to the conclusion that everyone on this show needs a nickname, kind of like that.
Oh.
So you, Jonathan, whatever, Oaks. Not saying whatever should be your nickname, though it would be funny. but that would be cool.
Well, if
Ben
I don't
can
mind
be
that.
Ben the voice.
If anybody wants to submit nickname ideas for us, I'm all for that. That'd be cool.
TrivialWarfare@gmail.com.
That's right.
Good plug.
All right. So after halftime, Jonathan, still the same lead. I'm in the lead by 10, 75-65.
All right. So round four, first category is in the Bible.
Bibble.
According to the Bible, what is guarded by an angel with a flaming sword?
We just had that question in, like, pub quiz, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It was just a few weeks ago. Angie and I had that, and you and I were talking about it because it actually stumped Angie and I.
Oh, well, we both know it now, don't we?
Exactly. So I wish I didn't tell you now. All right, so three, two, one. The Garden of Eden.
It is the Garden of Eden.
All right.
How ironic. It's not even Jeopardy doing it anymore. It's our own question askers and our pub quiz game.
Was it Mark? Did Mark answer?
Actually,
that
no. It was
a guy named John.
Yeah, John did it. But yeah, thanks, Mark. We're still going to blame him. Thanks, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah. Second question in the fourth round.
It's going to be in movies.
Movies.
What color lightsaber did Luke build for himself in The Return of the Jedi?
3, 2, 1.
Definitely.
3, 2, 1. Green.
It was green.
Nice. You know, one of the scenes that they actually cut out of Return of the Jedi was him actually building the lightsaber.
Really?
Because he can't use his hands, right? He has to do it all by the force.
That's exactly right. And it was very grainy, and they really didn't get they were afraid that the special effects wouldn't be good
up
enough.
To par.
And so that's one of the reasons why they took it out of the film.
Really? Did they add it back in the...
Nope.
They really should
have. It's one of the few ones that they didn't, but there is footage out there that shows him in this cave building his lightsaber.
I would have been interested in seeing that.
It would have been a cool concept.
That would have been
sure.
prior to Jabba's Palace.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so final question of the third round.
All right, final question of the fourth round is going to be in literature.
Literature.
I held up. I almost was starting to say, and I was like, no.
Shout out to Ben. Which American author and poet titled their autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings?
3, 2, 1. Or do you want me to write it down?
I'm pretty certain, but I'd hate to feel stupid and say the wrong thing on a 3, 2, 1. So okay. I'll write it down.
Speaking of Ben.
Where did my paper go?
I think you took it into the kitchen.
It's behind you.
Oh, crap.
It's on the floor behind you.
He threw it down in disgust earlier, folks.
I'm locked in.
Okay. So I believe the answer is, very celebrated poet Maya Angelou.
Said Maya Angelou.
The answer is Maya Angelou.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we both sweep around.
Did we really?
Yep.
Doesn't feel like we swept it.
Good job, guys.
I'm still bummed from the midpoint. I feel no success.
Well, maybe round five will cheer you up.
Do you need Carmella to give you a hug?
No.
Maybe. Anyway. All right. So going into the fifth round, Jonathan and I am still up slightly, 105-95.
I don't like this feeling.
You can't, inside? Yes. You can't fight this feeling anymore.
No, I don't like this losing feeling. I want to be ahead.
It's better to be ahead than a behind.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get into round five. First question is going to be in sports.
Sports!
Spygate, a sports scandal in 2007, ended in the punishment of what professional sports team?
3, 2, 1.
New England Patriots.
It is the Patriots.
Jonathan's most hated team ever.
So I betrayed my morals.
Uh-oh. Did you go see a Patriots game?
In fantasy football this year, I drafted Tom Brady. And so he's been putting up monster points, but my team has lost every game. And I have what was regarded going into the year as one of the best rosters in the league. I've lost every game because I betrayed my morals and went with Tom Brady when I know he cheated.
Sports karma, baby.
Now that I've dropped him, I guarantee I'm going to start winning.
Possibly. Sports
I didn't
karma.
Drop him. I traded him. I got something.
All right. Next question is going to be in science.
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 What is the only animal born with horns?
I get jokes.
And by the way, ouch for the mom.
Right? born with a unicorn.
Is that your answer?
Born with a unicorn?
No, born with a horn.
Or did you?
He's born magically.
You were like in the middle of two sentences and you combined them.
Oh, did I?
Kind of, and she's right.
But did you know? Do you know what they call a group of unicorns?
What?
I don't either. No, I do.
That's so good.
I forgot.
That is so good.
I told you about the meerkats last night.
I forgot. I think it's called a miracle or a blessing. Or a fantasy. It's one of the because it's not a real thing.
I was going to say it's called nothing because it's not real.
No, there's a name for a group of unicorns.
No.
Now I got to look.
Hold up. Ask him the meerkat question.
Oh, do you know what a group of meerkats is called?
No, I guess I'd go with a family.
It's called a business.
A business of meerkats. That's awesome. It's a blessing of unicorns.
A blessing of unicorns.
Well, of course, because they don't exist.
12 or more cows is known as a flink.
A flink?
F-L-I-N-K.
All right, can we go back to this, please?
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Fair question? Oh, the horns.
Yeah, what's the only animal born with horns?
All right, I'm going to write my wrong answer down.
And when we say born...
Born with, like they come out of the uterus with horns.
Ow!
Sorry.
So it has to be a mammal then, not hatched. Because there's multiple animals that break out of their eggs using a horn type thing. So there's moose are well regarded for their horns.
Moose and squirrel.
The rhinoceros, big on the horns. Those are the two that really stick out. See what I did there?
Nice. Now I do.
I'm going to go with the rhinoceros.
It's funny enough, I went with the rhinoceros also because I was kind of going through it and I was like, okay, it's not the moose because I know they grow. I know it grows on them. The only thing I could think of that was, I mean, natural looking-ish and not new that didn't really grow was rhino.
Well, boys, the answer is giraffe.
They have a horn?
They have a knob.
They have those two horns in the top of their head.
Those are horns?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dang.
We feel sheepish.
Last question of the round is going to be in history. Kadabra was the original name of what well-known and highly used company?
Say the question again, please.
Kadabra was the original name of what well-known and highly used company?
Okay, I'm going to write mine down. Jonathan, talk it out.
There are a couple of companies famous for changing their name. This is an internet company, no doubt about it. And... Jeff Bezos changed the name, if I'm right, he changed the name to something that would appear much higher up on the alphabetical lists, and he went with Amazon. I'm pretty sure it's Amazon, so that's the answer I'm going with.
Nice. Right. Okay.
Chris?
I was kind of going on the same route as you. I went Google, because I figured Google was not actually the company name, but it was
totally
designed.
Totally be Google.
And I was thinking, abracadabra, your searches come up.
You know who else it could be?
Who's that?
Yahoo.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good point, too. So the answer would be?
It is
Amazon.
Yep.
Yes!
As soon as you said Amazon,
the reason why he changed it is because one of the lawyers, when he was setting everything up, thought he said cadaver. And he's like, oh, I gotta change that.
When you said it?
You thought I said cadaver?
I thought you said cadaver at first, too.
All right, so this is a pretty darn good game we got going on here. Going into the final round, 115 to 115.
And I should be leading by 5 if I had any semblance of my own.
He's gonna be like rocking himself to sleep tonight.
So, round 6, first question is going to be in history.
History.
Who did John F. Kennedy appoint as the first director of the Peace Corps?
Whoa. Who did John F. Kennedy appoint as the first director of the Peace Corps? I have no knowledge of the history of the Peace Corps whatsoever.
All right, I've got an idea. I'm going to go ahead and write it down. I'm not 100% sure, but it just... There's... an idea floating in my head. I don't know how accurate it is or not.
So I'm thinking it could be... It would have been really neat if it was MLK, but I feel like I would have heard that. For some reason, I'm thinking almost nepotism in a sense, like Robert Kennedy or one of his other brothers. I have no reason why that might be true, but it's as good an answer as any I'm going to give. So I'm going to say Robert Kennedy.
Okay. Robert Kennedy, I know, was his attorney general. So I don't think it was that. But I was on along the same line as you, as nepotism, and I said it was Rose Kennedy, his mom.
Oh.
Well, they do have some sort of relations to the Kennedys. It's R. Sergeant Shriver.
Oh, Maria Shriver's dad.
I don't know who that is.
Maria Shriver is a very famous journalist.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger's wife.
Yeah, well, was his wife, yeah.
Next question's going to be in music.
Music!
Manfred Mann's Earth Band's version of Blinded by the Light is the most well-known. However, it was a cover. Who did the original?
Wrapped up like a deuce to the runner in the night.
3, 2, 1.
No way.
All right, I'm right.
Really?
Down, baby.
Aww. She got down, but she never got on top. She's gonna make it through the night.
Written. Locked. Hopefully it's still right.
All right, so this could be way off wrong. Way wrong, okay? But when you got excited, I got a flash in my head of our friend Waco. And the only reason that would be is if we've talked about this before and the answer is Bruce Springsteen. I got nothing else going in that direction, but I saw that picture in my head. I'm going with Bruce Springsteen.
Man, I shot myself in the buttocks. It is Bruce Springsteen.
I actually wrote this question with Waco in mind. It's Bruce Springsteen.
Man, that sucks. I shouldn't have gotten so excited.
You got you. You were like, no, I know it. And then all of a sudden, Waco's face said, boop. And I'm like, if it's Waco, it's got to be Springsteen.
I completely shot myself in the foot with that one.
That's one of those like way subconscious relational things that just happened to get that answer.
Yeah, and honestly, Waco did speak to us about it.
He told us that before, hadn't he?
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, Waco.
Crap on toast.
All right. Last question.
Does Waco even listen? Did we just talk about him for no reason?
He listens. He absolutely listens. So you could say that.
So the last question of the round is going to be in technology. The bopper and the chopper are names for what kind of vehicle?
Could it be anything else?
I can think of two.
Oh, you can think of two of them? Oh, interesting. Okay, I'm going to write my answer down. I'll let you talk about the second one because I can only think of one. Okay, written down.
I've never heard of any vehicle called a bopper, but a chopper could refer to a motorcycle or a helicopter. So the question becomes, is a bopper a motorcycle or is it a helicopter? I'm going to say helicopter, thinking like a sound effect, like pop, 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 pop. Same reason they could call that, it could be a motorcycle too, but I'm going to go with helicopter.
It's so interesting. As soon as you said helicopter, I'm kicking myself. I was like, if I thought of that, I absolutely would have said I put motorcycle.
And one of us is going to be right, I think. But
I really wish I thought a helicopter. I really do, because I'm thinking that's the right answer. And usually that's how it is I go with one, you go with the other, and you're the one that's right.
But
so
you said motorcycle.
I said motorcycle. The answer is?
Motorcycle.
Oh, my goodness!
So a bopper it's got parts of it removed to save weight. And then, of course, chopper's got the big handles out to the side.
Well, a chopper, do you know where a chopper gets its name from?
Because it was kind of taken apart from other motorcycles and put back together?
Yes, because it was literally chopped up. There's no motorcycle brand called a chopper.
It's a custom
code
build.
Word for, hey, I took pieces of different bikes and built my own chopper.
I grew up around bikers, so I've seen a lot of them.
It's not a chopper.
God, Lee, was that the last question of the round?
That was the last question before the final.
Chris just took a lead on me.
Ooh. All right, so going into the final question, I am leading slightly by the skin of my chinny chin chin, 135 to 125.
Nice mixed metaphor you got there.
It was like you earlier, where you had two sentences and you smashed them together.
The skin of your teeth or the hair of your chinny chin chin. But this is by the skin of your chin.
I wanted to do both. I was intentional. That was not actually
that was intentional.
Up. Yes, that was not actually a mix up like most of them are for me. All right, so what's the final category?
Category is going to be in movies.
Thanks. Appreciate.
Love ya.
Yeah. You have 135, I have 125?
Yeah.
All right, so I have my wager written down.
Okay, I don't. I was hoping this was going to be a category that I'm not as comfortable with so that I could just go zero and be done with it. But because it's a...
You'd hate to lose on a question you know the answer to.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not movie dumb.
No, that's the problem. Is you're actually and you've gotten better, like a lot better.
I think actually I was always about the same. You just, for at some point you stopped giving me credit because I missed a couple in a row, and you started thinking, he doesn't know anything about movies.
All right, locked in.
All right, final question. What sports are the subjects of the following movies? The Color of Money, Lords of Dogtown, Cool Runnings, and The Stratton Story.
Can you spell Stratton, please?
Yes, it is S-T-R-A-T-T-O-N.
I don't know the answer to Lords of Dogtown, but at least I've heard of it. I never heard of The Stratton Story.
I haven't either. I saw all of them up until Stratton Story, and I'm like, what the what?
Maybe it's lawnmower racing, like Briggs and Stratton.
How awesome would that be? I'd watch that movie, dang it. I would be excited to watch that movie. Because I don't know if you remember the Home Improvement episode. Bob Vila and Tim the Toolman Taylor. All right, I've written it down if you want to talk it over, man.
Okay, so I know The Color of Money is pool. I know Cool Runnings is bobsledding. Lords of Dogtown and Stratton Story, I don't have answers for yet. Let's talk about those. Lords of Dogtown, you think it might be dog racing because it talks about dogs. But I don't think it is. I think it's a euphemism for something else. Dogtown could mean like a poker, like a gambling place, because a lot of dog races are in the same casino, are in casinos. The other things. Wait. No, I think it's boxing. Okay, so I'm gonna say Color of Money is pool. Lords of Dogtown is boxing. Cool Runnings is bobsledding. Now the Stratton Story. If the Stratton Story was baseball or football, I think I would know it. Plus, you went away from the obvious top sports here. So the Stratton Story should be either golf or horse racing or something like that. I'm going to say horse racing. So pool, boxing, bobsledding, horse racing.
Okay. Color Money is billiards, pool. Lords of Dogtown was skateboarding.
Skateboarding! Darn it!
Cool Runnings, bobsledding. And Stratton Story, if I thought of poker, I would have written poker down, because that sounds like a really solid answer, and you're right, she kind of went away from everything. But I wrote golf.
I didn't say poker.
Well, no, but you were talking about poker in your answer.
Oh.
So, I know you didn't, but as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, I really wish I said that.
Well, I wish I'd have said skateboarding.
Hmm.
So The Color of Money is about pool. Lords of Dogtown is about skateboarding. Cool Runnings is about bobsledding. And The Stratton Story starring Jimmy Stewart is baseball.
Wow.
Really?
Yep.
Man, must have been in the 40s or 50s.
I've lost all of my baseball credibility today.
All I'm saying is this is one. I wrote not bobsled, but I wrote boobsled.
It's my favorite sport.
Oh, man. But you know what this means.
From time to time.
You know what this means. The streak is broken, baby.
I guess you've I guess you bet zero.
I bet zero.
Wow, I bet 11.
Because champions bet zero. You laid the groundwork, the blueprint for me.
So what do you say when you win?
I don't say anything because I never can think of something. Know,
because he never wins.
Sad but true. I know. I honestly, what I say is not something nearly as clever as another win for whatever thin.
For whatever thin?
Yes, because I'm not saying it on an episode that I won. But I say winner, winner, chicken dinner is usually what I say because I have nothing else creative to say like Jonathan does.
You're like he who must not be named. Right. Thin.
Like another win for he who must not be named. But, oh my goodness, that feels awesome.
Oh, that
awesome.
Could be your nickname, Jonathan Voldemort Oaks.
Did you know I read
he's
I would mind that.
He's not evil.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
Evil.
You met Jonathan?
I read the other day that J.K. Rowling said the correct pronunciation
Voldemort.
Is Voldemort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mind blown.
How do you make the T silent is my question.
It's French.
I've never heard of a T silent in anything before. And that means that Voldemort is French. Why is he French? And also,
he wanted a fancy name.
Yeah, he wrote it himself. His name was Tom Riddle, remember?
Yeah, but you can't spell out Tom Riddle with Voldemort.
That's why he put the T in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's anyway. Just a French pronunciation. Doesn't mean, you know, Bordeaux has
whatever.
An E,
okay,
A-U-X at the end.
Once again,
Francois has a C in it.
Once again, the French mess us over.
I like how we've already changed away from paying attention to Chris's win here.
You're enjoying that, aren't you?
Yes.
All I know is Chris is the winner, baby! Woo!
So what's the final score?
135 to 114. Chris is the winner. Say it, Jonathan. Say it. Come on.
Chris is the winner.
Yes!
It's a momentous day here on Trivial Warfare.
Oh, it really is sad but true. I forgot what it feels like to win a game, darn it. All right. So let's get us out of here, man.
Yeah, before we wrap up. So we have a couple of iTunes reviews worth
excellent.
Sharing.
Hey, woo-hoo. Trivial Warfare loves the iTunes reviews.
Yes, we do. We had one by Meg 5500. I think that's actually our Meg from the beginning of the show.
It is our Meg.
You're ours now, Meg.
That's right.
Meg said, "This show is definitely one of the best trivia shows I've listened to. Jonathan and Chris are quite entertaining to listen to. Awesome span of questions. Great trivia." Thank you, Meg.
Thank you very much, our little nut, Meg.
Wow.
Do you remember anybody?
I'm so sorry, Meg.
Anybody
that
remember
had to
what
hear
that?
That?
I don't even know if I should leave that in.
Anybody
that's
remember
creepy.
What movie that's from?
No.
Okay.
My little nutmeg. It's from Hercules.
Thank you.
Yep. Megara. Friends call me Meg. At least they would if I had any friends.
No. We also had a review by CNR87.
Okay.
CNR87 says, "I have really enjoyed all aspects of this podcast: the host, the format, and the variety of the questions. All fantastic."
Nice. Thank you, CNR.
Gotta love the good reviews, man.
Yeah,
keep them coming, people. We appreciate it. We've had a lot of good customer.
Hey, they are customers, man. Let's just be honest.
We've had a lot of good listener interaction lately. Yeah. I really, really enjoy that.
Absolutely. And don't forget to find Jonathan on the Twitter.
Yeah, at Trivial Warfare.
At Trivial Warfare, because he will talk to you. He has no problems with it.
All right, and so we've had, I mentioned listener interaction. We've had a lot of Warhead submissions recently where people have joined the Trivial Warfare army. If you want to become a Warhead, you can go to TrivialWarfare.com, and there's a button right on the front page. Just click it and fill out the form. Okay, Chris.
Yes.
Why don't you get us out of here?
Oh, okay. Carmella, thank you. We're so grateful to have you back again.
Happy to be back.
Have a female voice in this. And
good job today. We enjoyed this.
Absolutely. And also, just to see Jonathan squirm at the baseball question made
also
my
day.
Also
the only thing I ever wanted out of life.
And she tried to make that a really, I don't know if you noticed, but she went baseball for the mid and movies for the final.
Yeah.
She tried to even it out.
She really did.
And I screwed my pooch.
Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful for it because I finally caught up to Schneid. So if you want to get a hold of us, or mainly if you want to get a hold of Jonathan, you can email him at trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Again, that's trivialwarfare@gmail.com. In the last episode, Jonathan told you of an awesome opportunity to help me out with the Warm It Up Chris question of the episode. And you can do that by emailing me at warmitupchris@yahoo.com. Until next time, that's Jonathan, that's Carmella, and I am, I think, Chris, and this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.
It's warm, Chris.
Just like apple warm butter or apple brown Betty. Ah, never mind.
Apple brown Betty?
That's a dessert. Apple brown Betty
like
is a dessert.
Apple warm buttered Betty.
I'm just going to shut up now.
Bye.
Do you want to be fed Rambo? Then be nice. Have you found something?
Are you really bouncing against my microphone?
Oh. I thought you were talking to me. I'm like, no. Shut up.
No, you shut up.
Shut up, Richard.
No, you shut up.